Hey, look, it's so important to start off with your home opener as a win. I mean, that is a key, okay? So great job. All three phases contributed to that win. I thought it was a really good team win. Now, here's the other part of it, though. It's just 1 week, all right? So look, we started off on the right foot, okay? We watched the tape on Monday. We get the things corrected that we need to get corrected. We got to enhance the things we're doing well, and we got to go get ready for Kansas City. So we quickly turn the page here, all right? Enjoy it tonight. You guys deserve to enjoy it. You put in a lot of work to get to this point, but there's a lot left. There's a lot left. So, hey, look, one game at a time. Great job starting off the season with a win.
Hey, family on three. 1, 2, 3. Family.
Huh? Perfect that Whitney Mercilus is the guy that breaks the team down at the end of that speech, because after all, 2 sacks, AFC Defensive Player of the Week. He's picking up right where he left off last season, and really over the course of the last 16 games, Mark, he's been a terror.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the hottest pass rushers in the NFL right now, Whitney Mercilus is right there, and I'm including names like Von Miller and J.J. Watt. My goodness, Mercilus, 8.5 sacks in the last 3 games. That includes the playoff loss against the Kansas City Chiefs last year, one of the very lone bright spots in that game. But he's really elevated his game, Drew, and it's a good time to see it happening.
No doubt. And, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, I think a lot of us went into last week's game wondering how the offensive line would look and how well they'd pass protect and how well they'd be able to pave the way for a guy like Lamar Miller. Mm-hmm. Well, he gains 100 yards. You're able to bleed off the clock in the second half. They did a lot of nice things, and a little bit of a surprise, right?
Yeah, career high in amount of carries at 28. You're wondering how long they can sustain that, but I think they need to. I think you need Lamar Miller to run the ball against the Kansas City Chiefs to have success. It'll be interesting to see how they handle it, but clearly he can handle it. They didn't use him in this sort of way in Miami. Maybe they should have, but clearly they saw that he's capable of carrying a heavy load in the running game, and they're going to continue to do it, at least in the short term, I would think.
He's going to be excited to watch, because you know he's going to uncork a few big ones throughout the season. Mm-hmm. And you know who uncorked a one-on-one with him? None other than D.B. Sidhu.
Lamar, this offseason you said you wanted to be a feature back. You wanted to carry the ball more. I know it's early, but after week one, how do you feel?
I feel good. You know,
you got what you wanted, right?
Yes, pretty much. You know, that's something new to me, but, you know, I think I've been doing a great job so far just taking care of my body, you know, just getting in a cold tub, hot tub, and getting massages. So, you know, that's something that I'm trying to get used to.
28 carries. When's the last time you had that many carries in a game?
Sometime in high school.
High school. So is it really?
No, actually, it was college. I think I played Ohio State. I probably had like 25, I want to say.
But still not 28.
Yeah, still
so you've
not
set,
28.
You set a career record for yourself on Sunday.
Yes.
So is it different to have that many more carries in a game? You said you're taking care of your body, but preparation-wise, do you have to do anything different to get ready for that much work?
No, I keep it the same preparation-wise. You know, I go in every game with the same mindset, you know, just study my opponents and, you know, how the linebackers play in the run game. So, you know, that's something that I study, you know, every week. So the game plan or how I play the game really don't change much.
How you've played the game. So for most of your career, you played within, what, like a 30-mile radius between Killian High School in Miami, University of Miami, and then Sun Life Stadium. And so now here you are in Houston. It's got to feel like not just a different team, but a completely different chapter in your career, doesn't it?
Yes, you know, it's different. But, you know, the first game, my whole family came. So it felt like I was home for the most part, because after the game, I got to see them. You know, we went out to eat. You know, we kept the same routine how we did in Miami. But other than that, it's been different for the most part without my family being here. But, you know, I think it's a great chapter, and, you know, I'm happy to be here.
That I remember seeing that was one of your traditions in Miami, that your parents and you guys would get together after every home game. What was it like for them to make the trip out here? They've never had to travel to see you play before.
Yes, you know, they was happy. You know, they had a good time. You know, it was their first time coming to, you know, a stadium outside of, you know, Sun Life Stadium for the most part. And, you know, they had a good time. You know, the atmosphere was pretty good, so, you know, they had a good time.
So they never traveled to your road games before?
They only been to Jacksonville, and I think that's it. Probably Jacksonville.
So they don't leave Florida to see you play normally?
Nah.
This will be different for your family as well.
Yes,
then, right?
It's different for them. this was their first time, you know, all of them came up together and, you know, watched me play.
I know we've talked about you growing up in Miami, and when people picture Miami, they picture blue water, fashion, flashy nightlife, but where you grew up was very different, right? You grew up in sort of the rougher parts of Miami, right?
Yes. You know, I'm pretty sure every city have their, you know, tough neighborhood. But, you know, growing up, you know, it was tough, but, you know, my mom, she always kept me around positive people. She always kept me active, you know, whether it was running track, playing football, playing basketball. Year round, I was always doing something. So, you know, that kept me out of trouble for the most part.
So was it hard to avoid all the temptations and stuff in Miami, like through high school and college?
I want to say it was hard because everybody who I grew up with, you know, we all had the same goals. You know, that was to play in the NFL or play in the NBA. So, you know, all of us was shooting for the same goals. So they always kept, you know, me and my friends close and, you know, working out and doing things like that. So I want to say it was temptation.
Bill O'Brien says that he really likes to coach you. He said you're a professional, you're a quiet guy that works really hard and leads by example. Where did you get that work ethic from? You said your parents always pushed you. Is that where you got your sense of work ethic?
Yes, you know, my mom, she used to always tell me, you know, whatever you want in life, you have to work for. So, you know, I just always kept that mindset, you know, whether it was in high school, college, and now in the NFL. So I always kept that same mindset and just try to run with it and, you know, just try to lead by example.
You had a really good outing in week one, but you said there's some things that you felt like you could do better.
Yes.
What are some of those things that you want to do better for the rest of the season?
I think in the second half, I have to be more decisive. I think sometimes I would have been a little bit too patient, and, you know, that left me to, you know, go out of my progression, you know, running, you know, different ways sometimes. But, you know, I think I just got to be more decisive, you know, in the second half.
You know, on Bill O'Brien's radio show, I mentioned that Lamar Miller had a career high in amount of carries. He said he did. And I don't know if he was playing with me or not, Drew, but I thought that was notable. Hey, they see talent, they use talent as they see fit.
Absolutely. And it's going to vary week to week. We've heard that throughout the Bill O'Brien tenure here since 2014 when he was hired. You know what's really fun is kid reporters. It's a new segment
yes.
we have because kids say the dangdest things. Your child, one of your children, does a fantastic job, as does Deepy's. And those two, that's a powerhouse tandem.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is double trouble here with kids asking players questions. You never know what's going to happen.
Let's get crazy, guys. You ready? I love your glasses. And your bow tie.
Do you hate sleeves?
Yes, I do. They hide a lot of important things.
Well, let me ask you first. Who's your favorite football player?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Wow. Okay, that was a quick answer.
The weird thing, my little brother is still cute.
That is weird.
He's almost six.
Well, that's good for him. I'm sure he makes a killing on the playground. That's great.
What would your superhero name be, and what's your power?
Brian Crushing. And I think you can figure that one out.
Okay. How old should I be when I get my first girlfriend?
How old are you right now?
10.
Uh-huh. 10's not a bad age.
And the oldest cousin I have who's a teenager doesn't act like a teenager at all.
Really? How's she act?
She's just, like, really nice.
Don't hurt me, man. Don't
it's
hurt
not
me.
Not that bad.
All right. I have to call my mama.
Do you feel like... DeAndre Hopkins gets too many passes caught and you need to get some, and you just, like, need to get some attention and you're like, hello, I'm right here.
You know that all the girls think you're cute.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, I need to find these girls.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't
I have a girl
know.
In no? my, I have a girl in my class that has a huge crush on you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how about that? I feel like there's an age gap there.
Is Bill O'Brien mean?
He just gets a little angry sometimes and says some stuff that we wouldn't want you guys to hear.
Like what?
Just some very bad words that you don't have to worry about.
I can probably guess.
Nah, you don't have to.
Clearly, clearly our jobs are on the line. We better step it up, Drew.
It's the next Mike Wallace and Morley Safer, if you ask me. All right, we've got much more Texans huddle. When we come back, we've got some Dear Drew, so it's going to be fun. Don't go anywhere.